Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now, I want to talk about the third annual cybersecurity review of Connecticut's electricity, natural gas, and water public utilities, which a review that's been sent to the governor and other important people. And Mark Raymond is Connecticut's chief information officer. He joins us now. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. Morning, Ray.
Morning, Mark.
Thanks for being with us. Yeah, thank you. The four participating utilities were Aquarian, Avangrid, Connecticut Water, and Eversource. What were some of the key points of the review?
Well, the review covered the fact that the threats continue to grow, that they're sort of doubling through the year of the interest of sort of people trying to break into their systems. And that the utilities are keeping pace, that, you know, through our process of collaboratively working with them, that they are putting the time, the energy, and the discipline into making sure that our water and our electricity, which are the bedrock of our society, continue to operate.
So when somebody breaks in, do some people do it just for grins? You know, hey, I can do it. Yay, what a challenge. Yay, it's there. But are there other things they might be trying to do? Because it seems to me, as you pointed out, these are kind of the base of our society.
Well, the days, Ray, of having, you know, someone breaking in for fun doesn't really happen anymore.
Oh, okay.
The defenses that we have in place are fairly sophisticated. The people who are knocking on the doors and trying to get in are folks like China and Russia, who want to disturb our way of life.
How difficult is it, Mark, for public utilities, which have so many government regulations, I'm sure, dictating what they can do, to keep pace with what the hackers are trying to do?
You know, not particularly different than a lot of other industries.
Okay.
You know, their challenge, although, is, you know, making sure that they have the money to pay for it. So they identify areas that they would like to improve. They actually get some help. There's a utilities ISAC, which is an information sharing and analysis center that helps to share best practices and information on what's happening in the utilities industry and help them prepare. But our utilities, if they determine they need to invest in additional cybersecurity improvements, need to identify that expenditure, pay for it, seek rate reimbursement from PURA. So they have a little bit more elongated process on how they go ahead and pay for it. But what they're seeing is not particularly different than what our financial industry, service industry is seeing, what our government is seeing. There's a lot of interest in breaking into entities.
Mark Raymond is with us for a few minutes, Connecticut's chief information officer. Are you affiliated with PURA?
No.
Okay.
I'm in the Department of Administrative
Services. So you do this for PURA?
Yeah, this review is done in a multidisciplined way.
Okay.
So we have someone from PURA that sits on this on our review. We also have folks from the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection and my organization, Department of Administrative Services.
Mark, the one thing, and this needs to be, there are a couple of things that need to be stressed. Number one, they're trying this all the time. There are probably a million attacks kind of being leveled at this very moment. But the other thing is, as soon as you figure out what they're doing, you go on to something, they go on to something else. So in other words, it's a constant game, if you want to call it a game.
It's not that different than whack-a-mole. If you like those circus, you know, the circus games. There's, you know, if you fix and secure one area, they pop up another, which is why, you know, the utilities have a capability model, which sort of says, what are the best practices that they have in place to keep secure? And this is things like, you know, knowing what's supposed to be on your network and what is on your network, knowing what software is supposed to be running and what is running, all of which, you know, identifies peculiar behaviors. And that's really what people are looking for today. You know, what's different than normal?
Is there one security, is there one utility, Mark, that's under more duress than any other?
No, and you know, the report we do in such a way that is, you know, industry specific, not utility specific. It's part of our agreement with the utilities. It's sort of a unique, we don't regulate them in this space, but we've decided to work collaboratively together because we think improving their security is in everyone's best interests. And so the way that while we do have independent reviews of each one, we don't release details that are specific to any one utility.
All right. Very good. Go ahead.
I would say the one, you know, the troubling element that came out in our report is that the utilities have not seen evidence of incursions or break into their networks. However, the federal government, the high-level intelligence individuals have said, you know, they know that utilities, not specific to Connecticut, but right, broadly, many utilities have been broken into. Hmm. And we think that difference needs to be rectified. So either, you know, countries are broken into our networks and we need to know, or they're not and our citizens need to know. So that difference is concerning to us.
All right. Well, Mark, thanks for jumping on with us and explaining this. Mark Raymond's our state's chief information officer, talking about the strength of Connecticut's cybersecurity defenses, which I'm sure is stronger than the New York Giants defense. Mark, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
That's an apt.
Let's hope.
An analogy. Yeah,
I mean, if not, we're in big trouble.
We're in serious
Let's
trouble.
Just say that, yeah. Let's say that.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.